We'll do it live!
Fuck it!
Good evening and welcome to the Cosmic Highway Patrol, coming at you from the outskirts of Brevard County, Florida, USA. I am your host, Matt Chouinard, and thank you for joining me. So when you hear a creak or a bump in the night, what comes to your mind? Temperature and humidity changes in your house causing settling, maybe? Perhaps someone or something just outside your window in the darkness looking for a way in once you finally drift off to sleep. There are many possible explanations for these sounds, but for many, the possibilities start to vary greatly if the house is dark and the clock is reading about 2:45 a.m. Even the most rational of us will at least be startled from time to time if the sound is loud enough. I've been woken up several times by the house popping and settling, and though no, my mind didn't immediately jump to ghosts and monsters or burglars, I did have the instant sense of what was that, as I'm sure anyone would. But what if when you woke up, you couldn't move? Not only can you not move, but you have an overwhelming sense of dread and or being watched. And while not being able to move, you notice a figure in the corner of the room that appears to be looking at you. You can't really see it, but you get the impression that it can see you. This dark, featureless, unnerving entity seems to be floating in your peripheral vision. You can't move. You can't really see clearly. And there's something lingering in the darkness. So, what the hell is going on? Reports and accounts of shadow figures have been happening for centuries now. There are a number of legends and folktales that talk about shadowy humanoid creatures lurking in the darkness, oftentimes associated with an intense pressure on their chest. Witnesses oftentimes report a semi-transparent humanoid shape that is either solid in color or more of a swirling, smoky consistency. Eyewitness accounts vary, but they all seem to share the same themes, such as not being able to breathe, the feeling of dread, and seeing a shadowy figure. Encounters with the so-called phantom monks were documented in the Middle Ages, where people reported seeing moving shadows out of the corner of their eye in the middle of the night. Ethereal figures, dressed in traditional or historic monk attire. This is nothing new. In some traditional Native American folklore and beliefs, shadow and or spirit-like entities are featured in various tales. These entities are often associated with the spiritual world, such as, but not limited to, guardian spirits, or beings that exist in a realm between the physical and the spiritual planes. In the modern day, shadow people encounters are more associated with sleep paralysis, a feeling of being watched, or a sense of presence in the darkness. Much like the shadow people, there have been encounters with beings known as the Hat Man. Now, the Hat Man is described in much the same way and under the same circumstances as shadow people, with the exception of it's specifically wearing a wide-brimmed hat, kind of like a fedora or a top hat, along with a long coat or cape. A fashionable spirit indeed. The Hat Man sightings have garnered some attention over the past decade or so, with the personal accounts being shared online or in a multitude of paranormal communities and forums. In several of these accounts, it was stated that this shadow, being whatever it is, shoots through the darkness and disappears into a mirror. A mirror. I don't know about you, but at times I find mirrors to be quite unsettling. It's not just that I have a face for podcasting, it's something else. I've never been able to put my finger on it. Almost like when I look into a mirror, it's almost like looking into another reality. A reality where left is right, but everything else is the same, moving in real time. I understand full well the science behind light reflection, refraction, and the fact that the local hardware store has a whole aisle filled with these portals to another dimension. But seriously, there is something unnerving about mirrors to me, especially at night, especially when walking by one in the darkness. I'm not the only one either. Have you ever heard of the superstition of when you break a mirror, you bring yourself 7 years bad luck? This was brought about by the belief that the mirror reflects one's soul, and by breaking the mirror, the soul will soon follow. Why 7 years? I got no idea. You tell me. In Chinese cultures, the placement of mirrors in feng shui is important to harness positive energy and deflect negative impacts. And one more that I find interesting is the Japanese folklore and beliefs that spirits can and do inhabit mirrors. The Japanese have a story of the Ungaikyo, or the Mirror of the Sea God, where the mirror reflects a person's true nature and or reveals a kind of supernatural realm or place of being. Anyway, back to the Hat Man, Shadow People. What are these things? I haven't got a clue, but there are a legion of people who swear up and down that they have experienced encounters with shadow people. So, let's go over the who, what, where, when, and why of this phenomenon real quick. Who? Shadow figures, lurking in the darkness, sometimes in discernible shapes, sometimes floating like smoke. The what? Pretty much the same thing as the who. Nobody knows exactly what this thing is, so we can be pretty certain it doesn't have a social security number or a car payment. The where? The where seems to differ at times, but not greatly. Sightings usually happen at home, usually in the bedroom, hallways, or any place where light is low or non-existent. And then there's the when. Eyewitness accounts of shadow figures most oftentimes happen during periods and places where light is minimal, or times of sleep-related states of hypnagogic or hypnopompic sleep. Times of high stress or anxiety also seem to be a factor in some of these sightings. Alright, so let's hop into the 10-second time machine and go over what hypnagogic and hypnopompic states are. Okay, to reference the cold opens I wrote for a couple of the past episodes, just imagine it. So you're sitting on the couch watching TV after dinner. You're full, you had a couple of beers, it's been a long day. As you watch TV, your eyelids start to get heavy. Not too heavy, but enough for you to realize that if you stay where you are, you're going to fall asleep on the couch. As you start to perk up, it happens again. Whatever. As the pictures on the TV seem to fly by, you start to feel weightless. Your mind is now on autopilot. You can hear the TV, you may even be able to see the TV, but you are floating, or drifting. It's at that moment that you feel your weightlessness turn to gravity, and you feel like you're plummeting into the void. Then, bam, you're awake again, after twitching and kicking your beer off the coffee table onto the floor. Nice job, jackass. That's an example of hypnagogia, that moment between awake and being fast asleep. I personally like that state of being, neither here nor there, in an intermediate state, especially after dinner and a couple oat sodas. And if I'm going to fall asleep, that's usually when. Unfortunately, there are dishes to clean and teeth to brush, so by the time I get back to this state, it's about 5 hours later, when it's dark and quiet, and the house starts popping and creaking because Florida heat and humidity expand and contract pretty much everything that a house is made of. Especially when it's dark and otherwise quiet. There have been countless times where I felt like I'm falling. These instances seem to happen to just about everybody. How about you? Ever get that feeling? So what does this have to do with shadow people? Well, oftentimes when these entities are seen, it's usually in bed, always in the dark, or at least in the shadows. Just imagine it. You're flying around in a World War II fighter plane of some kind. As you're flying around, you realize you're not the pilot. Sitting in front of you piloting this craft is Willie Brown. Willie Brown, the harmonica-playing old man from the 1986 cinematic masterpiece Crossroads, is currently flying the plane that you are in, directly into the ground. In the blink of an eye, you are driving a red 1977 Trans Am through the back roads of Hollis, New Hampshire on your way to a keg party. As soon as you get to the party, you find yourself at the steps of a Gothic church in the middle of the woods, with human bones raining through the trees all around you, while being chased by a faceless being that is wearing a brown pinstripe suit and a cow skull on their head. At that moment, the being steps out from behind a tree and bam! You're okay. In your room, the sun is shining, the breeze is blowing through the open window, all is right with the world. And then you open your eyes, you are in your room, the window is closed, and it's partly cloudy out. Now this has happened to me numerous times, especially the part where in my mind it appears as though I'm waking up in my room, completely familiar with my surroundings, and by all appearances, I'm awake. That is until I actually wake up in what appears to be the same environment, but slightly different, or in this case, real. In a nutshell, those are examples of hypnagogic and hypnopompic states. In a hypnagogic state, or the period between wakefulness and sleep, it occurs when someone is drifting off to sleep. It is during this state that an individual may experience visual and auditory hallucinations as well as other various sensations that feel dreamlike. This is caused by the brain changing states of consciousness as well as the gradual slowing down of brain waves. During this time, auditory, visual, and physical hallucinations are most common. And while hypnagogia and sleep paralysis are two completely different things, they aren't mutually exclusive. Numerous instances of sleep paralysis have been reported during the shadow figure encounters, but not necessarily all. The same goes for the feeling of weight on the chest or the inability to breathe, both physical sensations that can oftentimes be imagined in this state. The one thing I was wondering while researching all this was, what was the difference between a hypnagogic hallucination and a full-on good old-fashioned nightmare? There's a couple things. Hypnagogic hallucinations happen between wakefulness and the first stage of the sleep cycle. That sensation of floating, hearing random voices, or that immediate falling feeling happen at this time, and can happen to anyone for any reason. Nightmares are a little different. Nightmares are vivid and disturbing dreams that most times evoke very strong and negative emotions such as anxiety, terror, and fear. Oftentimes, these dreams are of life-threatening situations, danger, and scenarios that evoke a negative emotional response. The most common themes in nightmares may include being chased, falling, being trapped, or finding yourself in a life-threatening situation. The difference is, this happens during REM sleep. The example I gave a little earlier, with the dream about the World War II plane flown by the blues man, the 77 Trans Am keg party transport leading to the church in the middle of the woods being chased by a well-dressed demon was a nightmare I had in the summer of 2000 when I was going to school just outside of Chicago. I couldn't for the life of me tell you what it meant or means, but it stuck with me to this day, 23 years later. I remember one where I was about 5 and I dreamt that a hippo went and ate my foot. Why the hell do I even remember that? I'm getting way off topic here. I guess the point that I'm trying to make is that the vivid imagery, real or imagined, will have a tendency to stick with you. So getting back to shadow people, the hat man, and by extension the whole incubus-succubus phenomenon that I'll be covering in a little bit, I personally have absolutely no doubt in my mind that the vast majority of witness accounts are genuine.
Does this subject seem too fucking stupid to possibly be real? Perhaps there was something that was missed and needed further explanation. Let us know at CosmicHighwayPatrol@gmail.com or Cosmic Highway Patrol on Instagram. And as always, all comments and insights are greatly appreciated. Now, back to the show.
All right. So, now that we've gone over some of the more, quote, logical explanations, what else could they be? There are many who believe that these beings are spirits who exist in another dimension close to our own. Manifestations of souls from the departed who exist in another plane, but finding themselves in our dimension. Or, they could very well be living, breathing beings from another dimension who somehow found their way here, much the same way people describe being whisked away to another land through weather anomalies or dreams. Kinda like what is called an astral projection or an out-of-body experience. An astral projection is a phenomenon in which an individual's consciousness, or spirit, if you will, separates from the physical body and goes floating off into, the astral plane. In doing this, the spirit or consciousness is allowed to travel and explore realms beyond the physical. Places where thoughts, dreams, and spiritual experiences occur. Have you ever had a dream where you actually sat down and had a conversation with a friend or family member who has passed away? I have. Several times. And we weren't drinking Dr. Pepper on the observation deck of the Empire State Building during the apocalypse either. My experience was very lucid, very clear. Like, it could have just been another Monday morning. Once again, it happened years ago, and I remember it like it was yesterday, almost like an actual conversation. I've always believed that matter can neither be created nor destroyed, just changing from one property to another. The same goes for energy that makes up what we call a soul. Perhaps the astral plane is a scientific catch-all term for heaven or Valhalla or whatever your particular beliefs may bring you. I believe in science and facts. I've spent most of my adult life believing we as humans are nothing more than bags of meat, water, and electricity that are born, live, and die. But with that said, I do believe in the possibility of the astral plane's existence, be it the Elysian Fields, Nirvana, or Barrett Jackson just after winning the Powerball. The possibility is definitely there. Well, I've gotten way off track, but shadow people could entirely be entities coming over to our side, if for no other reason than to see what's going on over here. Maybe they couldn't sleep. Maybe Sam Kinison is dropping by to lurk in the corner, stare at you like he's gonna scream in your face because he can.
But I was dead! Do you understand that, you fucking bitch? I was dead! While you were sitting here on your ass, I'm in a grave, outside of town, I'm fighting death, hell, decomposer, I'm about to come into spiritual form and go into the kingdom of God. I go, wait a second, I better go back because she doesn't know where I've been. So now I gotta fight the angel of death, get my fucking soul back, crawl out of the grave, come over this shit, because I missed you, honey.
Or maybe Bela Lugosi came over because he was really longing for the old days. I guess until we can actually start asking these things questions, we really won't know. Another more disconcerting explanation for the shadow people encounters is the possibility of the manifestation of negative energy or malevolent entities. Ah, yeah, that's creepy. Some believe that the Hat Man, shadow people, or whatever you call them, are entities that feed off of fear and negative emotion. These claims are bolstered by the feeling that the thing in the corner in your peripheral vision means you harm, like a poltergeist, demon, or a homicidal spirit with a score to settle, just sitting there in the darkness looking at you with malice. Couple that with sleep paralysis, and you have an absolutely terrifying experience that no one seems to want to relive. I've never had anything like this happen to me before. Is it weird to say that I genuinely want to see this at least once? Wake up in a groggy state, only to not quite see, but see something lingering in the corner of the room? Not even doing anything. It's just there. But the problem lies when they float over and get physical. Like an incubus or a succubus. Much like shadow people, succubi and incubi have been staples of mythology and ancient cultures. So you might be asking, what exactly are succubi and incubi? Well, a succubus is generally portrayed as a female spirit or demon. According to the various legends and mythologies, succubi are said to visit men, often while they are asleep, and engage in sexual activities. This interaction is believed to... drain the life force or vitality from the man. As one can possibly imagine, succubi are oftentimes described as attractive or seductive women, but ultimately they are believed to be demonic in nature. Though it kind of sounds like adult nocturnal emissions to me. Stories of these encounters are told in numerous folk tales and literature dating back to medieval Europe. Huh. Well, on the flip side of that same coin, there is the incubus. The incubus is the demonic male counterpart to the succubus. Ladies, do you have any idea what the incubus is purported to do? It's said in ancient literature that they have a draining effect on a woman's energy or life force. So I don't know. Take from that what you will. Incubi are oftentimes said to be seductive and oftentimes taking the form of an attractive man. Not unlike the appearance of this podcast host right here. Yeah. So anyway, the belief in succubi and incubi have some pretty deep historical roots in medieval European folklore, with the similar entities existing in various cultures and in various forms. In modern times, the succubus and incubus are popular figures in art and literature, as well as pop culture, oftentimes taking on different interpretations and roles. These entities are sometimes used as symbolic representations of temptation, desire, or some of the darker aspects of human nature. I have neither the time nor the inclination to get into the first-person accounts of succubi and incubi interactions. If you're curious, Google is your best friend. Then, there are a few who believe that shadow people could very well be aliens. It's theorized that the shadowy appearance of the humanoid shape could be a kind of advanced cloaking device that hides their true form. This theory suggests the possibility that these beings, whoever or whatever they are observing us or interacting with humans while remaining in a hidden state. If aliens are regarded as interdimensional beings, the shadowy appearance of the shadow people could very well be explained as a manifestation of their presence in our dimension. This theory would suggest that the aliens' true form would be difficult for the human's perception to fully grasp, much the same way that indigenous people in the new land could only recognize the wake of the Spanish explorers' ships, as to them the ships were essentially invisible. It wasn't until a shaman declared them to be ships that they became visible. Admittedly, it's a pretty strange concept. But I guess the human brain has a hard time processing things that are so far out of what we consider normal. In yet another theory, some speculate that shadow people are a form of communication, kind of like a psychic projection from the extraterrestrials in order to interact or communicate with human beings on a non-physical level. Now granted, These are some pretty fringy theories, but it is interesting to think of the possibility of extraterrestrials interacting with the human race on a psychic level or having the ability to observe us from another dimension. So now that we've covered ghosts, demons, aliens, and brain functions, how about some characters from folklore from around the world? Characters like the Slough in Scotland. In Scottish folklore, the Slough is a group of restless spirits and shadowy beings. They are oftentimes associated with the dead and travel in groups through the night sky. Or maybe the Old Hag in North America, the Jiuwai in China, and the Kanabashari in Japan, otherwise known as the Night Hag in Europe. Though they all go by different names, they all seem to have very similar characteristics. Some, but not necessarily all, of the eyewitness accounts describe an old woman or a witch sitting on their chest, causing them to feel short of breath and paralyzed. And while some cultures describe this entity as a witch, others describe this being as a ghost or spirit. And one more possibility is the concept of the jinn. Jinn are beings that are mentioned in Arabian folklore and Islamic theology. These beings share some of the same descriptions as the shadow people, and though they are said to be shapeshifters, being able to take on many forms, it is noted that they appear as dark or shadowy figures, especially when seen in the remote or desolate areas in which they are said to inhabit. With that said, it's important to note that the jinn and their encounters are multifaceted and don't always take on the form of what can be described as a shadow person. And as with many supernatural concepts, interpretations, sightings, and experiences, can oftentimes widely vary among different cultures, communities, and individuals. Unfortunately, there is no way to prove or disprove the existence of shadow people using the tried and true scientific method. So what do you think? Do they exist? I would absolutely love to hear a first-person account of one of these encounters. Have you ever experienced something like this? Let me know at CosmicHighwayPatrol@gmail.com or CosmicHighwayPatrol on Instagram. I personally have never experienced anything like this. Part of me wants to. Once. The only strange thing that has ever happened to me is a thing called Exploding Head Syndrome, or EHS for short. This is basically a sleep-related auditory hallucination that I can only describe as waking up suddenly to the sound of an M80 going off on my molars. In doing some of the research on this subject, I was happy to find that it's a benign condition that is not indicative of neurological disorders. Great. So, I think for all intents and purposes, we've covered just about every aspect and angle of the Shadow Man phenomena. It's pretty creepy stuff. Sleep tight, everybody. That does it for me. Good night, and take care.